Now in its fifth day, 16 kids are participating in a court trial that accuses Montana state agencies and the governor of compromising the next generation's right to a healthy future. It's the first climate case led by young people to go to trial. The youth say the governor's embrace of fossil fuels threatens their future and argue that it runs afoul of the 1972 Montana state constitution, which guarantees the right to a clean and healthful environment. University of Montana law professor Sandra Zellmer says they're arguing that their climate future is being taken out of their hands.
They claim that their life expectancies will be shortened, experience greater harms from wildfires, loss of river flows, food support systems that rely on water and irrigation.
Zellmer says legal experts across the country are paying close attention to the case and argues that while laws might not change immediately, young people's voices being heard on climate change is precedent-setting. Critics of the lawsuit have labeled it a waste of time. In addition to setting precedent for future legal cases, Zellmer predicts the case will have an effect on future generations and cut across cultural lines, too.
Not just our children and grandchildren, but their children and grandchildren. Indigenous peoples have talked about protecting the environment to support life into the seventh generation, into the future, well into the future. And I think that resonates.
The state will present witnesses to say the students' claims amount to climate alarmism and that climate change is an issue too big to be blamed on a single state or agency. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.